You made it just in time for one of my absolute favorite things on the show. It's called Self-Care Sessions.
Self-care has never felt this good. It's Self-Care Sessions on 5 Extra Loud Mornings.
Yes, all right. So today we are chatting to Ricky Lee Kalish, who's a fashion blogger and writer behind Big Bad Wolf. And you're thinking, what the heck is going on with fashion and self-care? Well, that's what we're going to find out about. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been a fashion-involved influencer, writer for a very long time. There was literally no one else I could think of when I was like, you know, street fashion and how we consume fashion as South Africans. Literally, you were top of mind. I wanted to just see...
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to see if there was a form of self-care related to fashion or if it literally is just a vanity thing and an expression thing. The reason I ask this, specifically, coming out, hopefully, of a global pandemic where a lot of us were literally wearing pajamas or tracksuit pants and doing the bare minimum for our outside appearance for a very long time. Like, fashion just went gone. But there were some people that still got up every day, put on a face or put on an outfit, made sure that they had clean socks. And I look at those people and I'm just like, wow, like you really, and they weren't seeing anyone else. So they were doing it for themselves. And I was like,
well,
that's amazing.
Firstly, I think those people are very few and far between. I don't think that's the norm for even fashion people, fashionistas, fashion bloggers. I hardly got out of my sweat. But there is certainly a huge connection between fashion and self-care because when you look good, you feel good. That is the psychology. That is the confidence. And I do believe that there is a thing called fashion psychology, and there's a belief that does happiness come from the inside out or the outside in?
Yes.
And outside in meaning you change things on the outside of your life to fulfill you. And I believe that that's what fashion can do for one. So you, the night before, you pick a beautiful dress out for that big meeting because you feel best in that dress. Whether it's the morning of, you're nervous or not, that dress is definitely going to help you feel more confident.
If that makes sense. You know what? It makes perfect sense. But it sounds so strange that because it's literally just material, right? But this particular type of cloth makes me feel like it changes the chemistry inside my body so that I get like a dopamine or a serotonin or whatever the chemistry is inside my brain based on this piece of cloth that I wear, which is doing the same thing.
Well, that's what the fashion industry is. You know, there's a $1 billion industry that's been going on for now going on to centuries that is focused on making you feel the best possible. There is something happening that is obviously helping our dopamine levels go up, just like the issue of getting Instagram likes. That is actually affecting our chemicals. So it's the same kind of thing. It is the outer world affecting our inside.
On a different level, I wanted to ask you, as somebody who consumes fashion, you know, virtually by seeing what the trends are, and somebody who is super into supporting local designers, do you think that we need to be concerned about the type of fashion that we are consuming? Because there's all different types.
Yes, absolutely. It's been going on for decades now, the eco-conscious movement within the fashion industry. I mean, it's no secret that the fashion industry is a huge provider to the global issues, the environmental issues. So one thing I've noticed is with every single brand, since COVID, everyone's moved into the eco-conscious realm, which is fantastic. It's never too late to start doing the right thing. But also what's happened with COVID as well with fashion is the minimalism. People are realizing, and also because we don't have that much money after COVID, people are realizing, I don't need that many pieces. I need beautiful, solid, well-made pieces that I can add to and change up throughout the years. More is not better.
And something that will last longer as well, instead of having, you know, like fast fashion, instead of having to get a new one every, you know, few months or whatever.
Exactly. And it's so easy. You know, we could all run down fast fashion. But the issue is, it's also people can't afford expensive designers.
Exactly.
That's why I think if you look in South Africa, local designers, you can find beautiful, stylish pieces that are really not much more expensive than fast fashion that will last so much more, that is given back to the local industry and is an eco-conscious brand. There are just so many.
I would like to see if you could help us with mentioning some of those in a few, but I first wanted to ask, when it comes to, we're saying a form of self-care, I feel better and I get like a bit of a dopamine kick when I feel like I'm doing better. So I'm not necessarily wearing clothes that I don't think I'm particularly fashionable. I mean, I can pull an outfit together if I really have to, but it doesn't come naturally to me. I'm no Big Bad Wolf by any means. But when I know that I am wearing and buying and supporting a local designer, or wearing something that I know is going to be better for the environment, that I get a kick out of that. Like, that's when I feel like my self-care, I'm like, because I'm taking care of others and the environment and then and myself as well by wearing something, you know, kind of cute. And then that's where I get my one, which is
And that's exactly what it is. It's kind of a form of self-righteousness, I like to say. It's that awful kind of, oh, well, I'm wearing a local brand. I mean, you should not be wearing those fast fashion brands. They're awful for the environment. We all have that in us. We all want to be that special person that goes out to teach and teaches other people. So even if it makes you feel good or makes you want to look down on others, whatever, just invest in local brands. Invest in eco-conscious brands.
When it comes to local brands that are getting it right, are there any that come to mind?
I mean, right now, I mean, of course, we've got the likes of Pedro Magugu and Rich Manisi, who are literally taking over the world.
Yes.
But on the smaller side of things, there's a label called Ascend Label that's kind of just started by the girl named Nicole Kube and Inga Atelier, who has been designing bags for years now. And it's just such a beautiful brand. It deals in real leather, really well priced, super stylish, street style, but you can definitely take it to the night. I love them. So that's someone that I've been obsessed with. But then we also have brands like Selfie, who's in Cape Town. Selfie's also been going on for, I swear, a decade. It's by Celeste Ironser. She's a great, the everyday kind of designer, not high fashion, but very stylish pieces, easy to wear. I'm trying to think. You know, we've got David Klaile, but that's also very high fashion, which is also fun. We've got Makoza by La Duma, all over the world. I'm just trying to think. Tula Cindy.
Yes.
Tula Cindy had stores. And there's also stores popping up in Rosebank and Sandton and in Cape Town, the We Are Egg. It's called We Are Egg.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of local designers in one big, beautiful store. Those are the places we need to be pushing people to go to.
Stunning.
And, yeah, so instead of walking in and it's just Zara or H&M, you walk in and there's these tiny little setups of every single local designer, from homeware to fashion. It's so exciting to see everyone. Everyone is just so excited for local fashion suddenly. It's such a joy.
And also, I suppose, seeing people, we've seen so many businesses close down, to see people who are still going and who are starting something new. It's almost like you almost feel like, not vindicated, but feel hopeful. You feel hopeful.
That's exactly it, and you're making me even more hopeful. It seems like like civil responsibility is taking place, where much more bigger brands are putting money into these smaller brands.
Yes.
And I think that's the only way our fashion industry is going to prosper, is if Woolworths and those likes keep putting money into the smaller people and the smaller names, because then we do have people like Kevin Magugu, who's winning awards all over. Like, it's becoming a household name overseas. That's hardly ever really happened. We've had our, but Woolworths took them to another level, and now we just need that to carry on and carry on. And SA Fashion Week is happening at the end of October, and I'm just so excited, because also there's new names. There's a lot of new names I haven't seen, I haven't heard of, which is my favorite part of Fashion Week, because these are the future of our fashion.
Beautiful. I'm really looking forward to that. Listen, Ricky, we've slowly running out of time here. I do want people to follow you and see who you're supporting. Maybe ask some questions if they've got any about those artists, because I know I'm going to just get a barrage of messages now. What was that one that she messaged? And where can we find you? What's the best way to get in touch?
So best way is on Instagram. So you can follow me at BigBadWolf_SA. And then I have a website, which is www.bigbad.co.za.
Super. That's BigBadWolf_SA on Instagram. But we know her as Ricky Lee Kaddish. Ricky, thank you so much for your time. Always lovely to chat to you.
So great. Thank you so, so much. Have a great day.